Now today's top federal headlines. The Federal Acquisition Regulations Council is moving the government away from what many see as a costly way to track and manage vendors. A new proposed rule by the council asks how the government can stop using the proprietary standard for IDing entities receiving federal awards provided for decades by Dun & Bradstreet. The council is asking for input on establishing a transparent process to explore potential alternatives to Dun's numbers. GAO says agencies need to work more closely with the private sector to learn how to better protect vital industries such as transportation and health from cyber attacks. A new report says certain sector-specific agencies need to collaborate with sector partners to develop ways of measuring the effectiveness of their methods for preventing attacks. DHS components can't communicate with one another during emergencies. The DHS Inspector General says the department doesn't have a communications interoperability plan or a single radio channel. It's one of several operations and integration challenges DHS faced in 2015. Still, the IG says the department has made some progress. It had 691 unresolved IG recommendations back in 2011. It now only has 21. One way DHS is communicating the importance of cybersecurity, it set up phishing stings on its own employees. Federal Times reports Secretary Jay Johnson, speaking at CyberCon, revealed an operation in which the department sent out emails to employees offering free NFL tickets to whoever clicked through. Employees who did received a message to come to a room in the building where they received a briefing on proper cybersecurity practices. Still, a new report by the DHS Inspector General warns that the department is an easy target for hackers. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
DHS has been running 136 sensitive and top secret applications without the proper authorizations. The DHS Inspector General is reporting the expired authorizations are putting systems at risk from hacker attacks. Auditors found FEMA and the Coast Guard have the most systems without proper cyber approvals. The IG made 6 recommendations to fix these issues. These include improving the oversight of component systems and cyber milestones. I'm Jason Miller.
For decades, National Guard soldiers have been training for 2 weekends a month and 2 weeks a year. But the Guard's chief says that might not be enough. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Lieutenant General James Canavy, the director of the Army National Guard, says Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley has asked him to take a new look at how the Guard trains. He says the 39 days per year that guardsmen spend on active duty to train and drill during peacetime is established by law, but he says that's a floor, not a ceiling, and the Guard could conduct more training if it decided it was necessary to maintain combat proficiency. He says some National Guard brigades' time spent at combat training centers has reduced by 50% since the wind down of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's worried about a loss of what he called muscle memory. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
GAO says DOD has not updated its approach to establishing the standard price for fuel since 2007. Therefore, the methods do not reflect the existing market conditions. DOD was able to save money this year due to a downturn in global oil prices. The Department of Labor has reached a settlement with federal contractor G&K Services. The company will pay $1.8 million after the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs found it discriminated against female employees and failed to provide equal opportunity to African American and Caucasian applicants. The company has also agreed to undertake a detailed assessment of its hiring practices. 2 Navy flag officers are cleared of wrongdoing by the DOD Inspector General. More now from Tom Temin on today's management report.
They may have had big mouths, but the IG finds Admiral John Richardson and Rear Admiral Joseph DeFalo did not violate laws against lobbying by federal officials. Both had urged industry audiences to tell Congress to support the Ohio-class submarine program. The project on government oversight cried foul. But neither officer had spent money, so the IG cleared both men. I'm Tom Temin.
Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.